On the Shabbat nearest Veterans Day, it has been our custom here at TBS to honor the veterans in our community and in our country by exploring the connection between Judaism and service in the American Armed Forces. Over the years, we've brought in a number of speakers, both in person and early in my time here, we did by Zoom. Last year, we invited a few of our own TBS members to share their thoughts. And this year, I thought we'd take an opportunity to hear from two young adults who grew up here at TBS and now are serving our country in the military. So earlier this week, I had a chance to interview Ensign Timothy Leung and First Lieutenant William Biggs. I suspect you all know them as Tim and Will. My guess. But I had a chance to sit online with them for a while on Zoom for a good conversation about what it's like to be Jewish in the military nowadays and what from TBS helped them or is helping them in their service. And so we're quite pleased to be able to share their reflections with our congregation tonight. Couldn't quite match their schedule and our schedule and Shabbat and their duties. So we recorded them, as I said, but we have that opportunity tonight. Our first speaker is we'll get to hear from Tim.
We are here with Ensign Timothy Leung, a proud member of Temple B'nai Shalom, who is on active duty. Timothy, thanks so much for being with us. Tell us, where are you and what are you serving? Where are you serving? What are you doing?
It's my pleasure being here. I'm currently at NAS Pensacola in Florida, and I've just started flight school training to become a naval aviator.
Excellent, excellent. So you graduated just this past year from the Naval Academy.
Yes, in May.
Very nice, very nice. So glad that you are with us to talk to us on this Shabbat of Veterans Day weekend about being Jewish and serving in the military. I know that that much of your experience has been from when you were a student and just on base for a little bit for right now. But I was wondering, could you tell us a little bit about that? Is being Jewish in the military something that you found hard to do, challenging to do, easy to do? What's been your experience?
I found that it's both been very easy and also a little challenging being Jewish. In the Navy and in the military, we have a thing called the Chaplain's Corps, and it is a group of like priests, imams, rabbis who all are there to provide religious faith and a lending ear to people. And one of their main missions is to make sure every single member of the military has what they need for their religious faith. And that's been really cool because anywhere you go, there will always be a chaplain there, no matter if it's a rabbi or a priest or a imam or whatnot. But that is also one of the hard things is that there's only a certain number of rabbi chaplains in the military. It's not very many. And not every place you go to is going to have a rabbi. So they may not always know exactly what you need, but it is good that they'll do their best to get you what you need.
They're happy to help you make the accommodations that they need or to get you the services that you need to be able to do that. What was your experience at the Naval Academy in being Jewish there? What was Jewish life like on campus there?
I'd say it was very much like being at a regular temple. Having a really good community is like, you know, there may not be a lot of people there, but you know everyone really well. It's people you can trust. And going to services with them is always really fun. And like being able to go hang out and talk about different things with them, always a really good time.
Excellent. So in your time, have there been moments when you've been particularly proud to be Jewish or proud to be part of the Jewish community? What's been your proudest moment as a Jewish member of the military?
I think one of my proudest moments was during my freshman year at the Academy, or our plebe year, as we call it. Our rabbi at the time, Rabbi Balaban, was very influential and like very much of a mentor to us as Jews in the military. And something he'd always tell us is that no matter where we go, we may be the only person at the command who's Jewish, or maybe the highest ranking person at the command. So a lot of times people may be looking up to us or maybe looking to us for guidance, despite there being chaplains there. And one of the things that he really stressed was knowing the importance of this and being able to lead services if you need to. So he would teach us like how he ran his services and things like that. Oops, sorry about that. So he would teach us how to lead services and things like that. And he led us through that process and had us lead services like near the end of our freshman year. And I thought that was a really cool moment to see the people like side by side, like my friends and stuff, like be able to lead a service.
Very cool to be able, so that wherever you go in the rest of your career, you've got some of those skills to be able to be helpful in the Jewish community that that exists on whatever base you are. The other community that I know that you've been a part of for so long is here at TBS, because I think your family joined an awfully long while ago, right? How old were you when you started here, you think?
I mean, not old enough to where I remember, so it's been a long time.
You know, been a while for you a part of here, and I'm sure that there are members of the community that remember when you were a little kid or a teenager here. You and I met when I first came to the congregation. I think you were a senior, maybe. I think you were president of Beastie at the time, right? And so tell us a little bit, what about growing up here at TBS do you feel helped prepare you for your time in the military, for what you're doing now?
I think one of the biggest things was honestly Beastie. I think that was a really good tool for me and also a really good opportunity for me to learn how what leadership is like. And Beastie really provides that to the youth, people growing up and going into college. It's really good to learn the skills it takes to like lead and like plan different events and a group of people who are like-minded, obviously. But I thought that was very good for me going into the military, because we have to lead different groups a lot.
And that notion of shared community, building bonds of trust you told me about, and connection here in youth group. It's great to see you translating those skills in the service of our country as well. Tim, if there was one thing you would want everybody to know about being a Jewish member of the military, what would that be?
I think the one thing would probably be that you may actually be the only Jewish person around for miles, but that doesn't mean you're alone in the military. There is so many resources there to help you, including the chaplains who may not be of the same faith as you, or your friends, or maybe there are other Jews in your command that are there for you. And it's all people you can trust and rely on, which I think is really the backbone of the military and also the Jewish community.
Excellent, excellent to be able to see those shared values in both of those places. Well, I thank you for taking the time with us tonight just to share a little bit. I thank you for your service to our country. And we look forward to continuing to watch as your career continues to take off. It's really great to have you, and very nice to see you, Timothy. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thanks for having me.
Not bad for him, right? A good kid. Rabbi Balaban, one of his mentors who he mentioned, actually was one of our speakers a couple of years ago for us here. Great. Our second speaker is First Lieutenant William Biggs, son of Susan Holtzman, who also had a chance to speak with him a little earlier this week.
We're here with First Lieutenant Will Biggs, a longtime member of Temple B'nai Shalom, who's now on active duty in the Army. Will, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us on this Veterans Day Shabbat. Tell us a little bit, where are you and what are you doing?
So I am currently serving at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. I bounced around kind of in my unit, but currently I'm working as the S4 OIC, officer in charge, and I'm basically in charge of the logistics for my battalion.
Excellent, good. Well, as we've talked about, as you know, we're looking just to get a little bit of insight tonight. Tell us a little bit about being Jewish in the military. Are there things that are easy about it? Are there things that are hard or challenging about it? How are you finding that intersection of Judaism and military life?
So Some things that are difficult is making sure that you have the support you need, and advocating for yourself. There's not a lot that will come to you. You have to kind of go out and seek it. And so that's kind of one of the more difficult ones. For the easier part is once you get that, once you begin advocating for yourself, because I've been very, one of the things personally I've been very fortunate to have is a very understanding chain of command. That when I do advocate, they're more than happy to help with dietary restrictions like keeping kosher for Pesach and getting time off for Yom Kippur. I was most recently at an exercise for a handful of weeks, so 12-hour shifts and such. And when I advocated, "Hey, Yom Kippur is coming up. This is how we observe," they were very nice and very helpful in ensuring that I got that time off, that I was able to fast, and that if I needed anything else, I could talk to them about it. So advocating for myself has kind of been a difficulty, but once I have begun advocating for myself, it shows the support that's around me.
Nice, that folks are happy and able to help facilitate that for you once you speak up. Very
Absolutely.
that's good. I'm curious, have there been particular moments that you're that where you've been proud of your Jewish identity in the service, where that nexus between Judaism and an active duty?
Yeah, so one of the biggest times that comes to mind is I was out in California at the National Training Center for a month and a half to 2 months. And, you know, there's a Christian chaplain normally with every battalion in the Army. And they always talk about, "Hey, we have services going on, we have services going on, we have services going on." And so I talked to that chaplain that was attached to us when he was talking about services and asked if there was any Jewish services going on. And he was like, "I know someone. Let me figure out for you and I'll get back to you." And he got back to me very quickly, gave me the point of contact for the Jewish chaplain on site who had actually known since college. And he took me out, took me down to Barstow, which is the closest small town to where I was. And he took me to this small little Reform synagogue. And being in that synagogue surrounded by so many strangers, but they welcomed me like I was family, like they had always known me, and sitting there and hearing the same songs I was raised with and the same prayers and just having such a warm welcome really made me proud to be Jewish and that I could go and experience these other communities and be with them and just be welcome so warmly.
Oh, that's great. That's great, right? That connection from being in our congregation for so many years and now being out wherever you are to be able to find people. I'm sure that they were awfully proud to have you in their midst as well. Very nice. Were there experiences that you had at TBS that helped you prepare for being Jewish in the military?
So for me, yes, there was a lot. One, being raised just in that environment of advocate for your Judaism, be proud that you're Jewish, really helped me learn to advocate for being Jewish and getting what I need and what I want for, being Jewish and for holidays and such, really helped out a lot. Plus, growing up in that community of there's a lot of veterans and active duty service members in TBS and in the community, that growing up, I was surrounded by it. And then as I was looking to get into the military, sitting down with some of those people and having them talk to me and kind of teach me and coach me of, "Hey, here's what might be rough. Here's what might be easier. Here's what it's like being a Jew in the military." And I mean, it was both of those were just as beneficial as could be, right? Not only was it nice kind of testing the waters before I got in and learning that information before I got in, but also having that support while I'm in the military, because I still have those connections, has been incredible.
Very nice to see, right? The members of our community who shared that experiences could pass that on to you for you to benefit from. And I'm sure that they all are awfully proud of you as well, knowing from when you were a little kid at TBS, growing up through where you are now. Tell me, are there moments where you felt like your Jewish identity and Jewish values have been in sync with what you're doing with your experience in the military?
So, yes. In my role as an officer and such, I'm in charge of soldiers and such, and being raised around Tikkun Olam and such, it directly correlates, right? So as my soldiers, as they need something, or if something bad happens to them, a family member passes away or something, taking those values and going into that in the mindset of Tikkun Olam and helping those soldiers the best that I can, and just not asking for anything in return or wanting anything in return, and just making sure that they're okay and that they're doing all right. Family member passes away, making sure that they get to go through the grieving process and do what they need to do and what they want to do while ensuring that they're taken care of has been phenomenal. And so I do see a lot of the direct correlation between my Jewish values and such.
Yeah, it seems that all those good things that you learned and were exposed to as part of the community have come to pass, have come to help in your current roles as well. I guess, Will, a last question is, if there was one thing that you would want everybody to know about being a Jewish member in the military, what would that be?
I would say it's to advocate for yourself and for being Jewish, right? So I've been very fortunate, like I said before, to have a good chain of command, but I wouldn't have received any of the help or any of the support that I have received if I hadn't advocated for myself, right? So I think one of the most important things about being Jewish in the military is to advocate for being Jewish. Because it's not one of those things that's thought about a lot by others that aren't part of our faith. So advocating for yourself is, and for your religion is, a necessity to be able to pray the way that you want to and observe the way that you want to. So I would say advocate for yourself.
Very nice. That, look, that notion that you learned so well here at TBS about being proud to be Jewish, I think continues to shine through in what you do, in your role, in your unit, in the community that you form there. And that's really great to see. Will, I thank you so much for taking the time to share of your experience with us. I thank you for your service to our country. And we look forward when you're next home on leave to be able to come and to be by the congregation. Thank you so much for your time and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, and thank you, Reb.
Pretty great to be able to see the two of them. Although I have to tell you, my favorite part from sitting up here was watching their parents while they were on screen. But two fine young men and products of our community here who clearly have been shaped by their experience in our congregation and clearly feel that in what it is that they are doing now. Proud to be able to share their experiences with us on being Jewish in the military today. And I've only known each of them just a little bit compared to some of you, but certainly share in that pride of them and all that they are doing for us. So. Lovely to be able to have them, and thank you to both of your families for sharing them with us. We have as well on this Shabbat a blessing to offer all of our veterans and active duty personnel here at TBS. If you are in attendance here and you are a veteran, would you rise where you are? We have some of you here with us, a couple of people here and then. I'll give you the choice of staying where you are or coming up on the bima to receive the blessing. Would you like to come on up? Bev says no, she wants to stay where they are. You all are fine where you are. That's fine. And if you wouldn't mind, I'll ask that you receive this blessing with the gratitude of our congregation, both on your behalf and on behalf of all of the members of our community who have served our country. If you'll accept this blessing on their behalf as well. May the one who blessed our fighters, Joshua, David, and Judah, Deborah, Yael, and Judith, bless the current and former members of the Armed Forces of the United States of America who have stood guard in order to protect our nation. May the Holy One of Blessing protect them and save them from all troubles and afflictions, from all sickness and injury, and send blessing to all their endeavors. May the visionary words of our prophets come to fruition through time. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Each one shall sit under the vine and under the fig tree, and none shall be afraid. And together we say, Amen. Amen, and thank you all.